Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have an amazing, talented, inspiring human being joining me. She is a radio queen, someone I look up to. And this person is Julia from B96, aka the Radio Hag, or as I would like to call her, the Radio Queen, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Julia, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited. I see you out here killing it with your podcast, and I love that I was asked to be a part of it.
You rock. So, Julia, first and foremost, I want to congratulate you for making it on the 30 and under list. So well deserved. Julia, you deserve a round of applause.
Oh my God, I love that. Thank you. Yeah, it's really cool to make the list. I've always wanted to be in one of those 30 and under lists, and I'm 29, so literally just made the cut on that. It was definitely a great feeling, though, and there's a lot of great people on that list, so it's definitely a cool thing to check off my bucket list.
Absolutely. So, Julia, when did you realize radio was what you wanted to pursue?
When I was a kid, actually. My mom used to be a big radio listener growing up. She always had morning shows on driving to school. And like, I really actively listened to it with her. And like, we would always talk about how much we enjoyed listening to it. And like, my mom was one of those moms who would never let me skip school for anything. So the only time she'd let me miss school, though, was when they would do like live holiday broadcasts at the mall. She'd take me. And I was so enamored with it, and I always thought it would be so cool, but I was like a shy kid, kind of. It depended on who I was around, but like in high school, they had a media class, just where you did like the announcements on the TV screens. I feel like every school had that, but it was kind of relevant in a way, and it made me realize like I like entertaining, and I like doing things that are topical, but like in an entertaining way, to where I knew like I didn't want to do like TV or TV news or anything like that, because that's its own strength and it's very serious, and that's just not me, because I have a weird personality and I like to be funny and I like to entertain. So
you never fail to make me laugh with your Instagram stories or your posts. I'm not joking. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I can always count on you. I'm like laughing, falling off my bed with your posts.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I like to goof around. So that class was like that. And I was like, okay, cool. Like I really know I want to do radio. And so I just went to, I'm from Michigan, and there's a really cool, like media school in the Detroit area. And I just did that right after I graduated, and it was an 8-month program. And then I got right into the business.
That's so awesome. So just so inspiring. Julia, so you don't only work for B96, but you're also with 103.7 KISS FM, 97.1, and 106.5?
Yeah. I'm literally, like, as I'm talking to you, I have a laptop sitting on me as I'm, like, tracking for, like, 3 different stations.
Okay, that is amazing. So what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, it's always different. I am full-time on two stations. So I'm full-time on B96, of course. And then I also do afternoon drive in Milwaukee on 103.7 KISS FM. And so those two, I know, are in my schedule every day. So typically I'll arrive to the station at like anywhere between 11 a.m. and noon. It's not too early, but I'll get there and I'll do my Milwaukee show. But like, also, I could have one of the other stations, 106.5 BN in Sacramento or 97.1 AM Radio in LA, be like, hey, I need you to cover middays, or I need you to cover afternoons, or I need you to cover nights. I've been asked to cover pretty much every shift by now. So like, I'll have to also set aside time for that. But another thing I do is I'm really involved with Entercom's radio.com, yes, which is like kind of our corporate overhead. It's our app, it's our website that takes all the different genres of music in the company and like has their own platform. So I do a lot for them with interviews. So if I know I've got that, you know, that'll that's not every day. And sometimes that's not even every week. It depends. Like some weeks I'll have that. I'll have five interviews in a week. Some weeks I'll have none. So I just always know I have to be on the two stations every day. And then everything else, I kind of put my planner and work. Like sometimes I'll have to come in really early or stay late, but it depends. And what's good is I live very close to the station. So right. I find myself running up there at all times to get things done, but I do what I can.
That's awesome. So the question I have for you is, I know you do the radio.com interviews. They're so cool. Who is your favorite artist that you've ever interviewed?
I get this question a lot, and it's always so hard because I don't like, I have been so grateful to have interviewed quite a bit of big names in music. And I've never truly had like an awful interview where I'm like, oh, that person sucks. But there are people that I look forward to talking to again. Charlie Puth is one of those people because he always remembers me and he always remembers the last thing we did. And he's always down to do anything. Like, he's just very like, you can work things into the interview that aren't just straight question and answer. So I always have a lot of fun with Charlie. One of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do in my career, and it's just like a memory I have, and it wasn't even particularly like the best interview I've ever done by any means, because I wasn't even that far along in doing it. And like, it probably would kill me to listen to it back, but I think just the experience of it was so cool.
Yeah.
Was back in 2015, 20th Century Fox flew a bunch of one radio personality out of every, it was CBS radio before Entercom at the time, out of every market, every big market to Hawaii. And we got to be in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which is this really funny movie with Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza, Zac Efron, and Adam Devine. And we got to interview like both boys at the same time and then the girls at the same time. And so I was stuck in a room with Zac Efron and Adam Devine, which is just like never a bad thing.
Yeah,
right?
never a bad thing.
And we were all just sitting at this round table talking to them for like an hour and a half, and they were so cool and so genuine, and just like the experience of that was like one I'll always remember, because like literally Zac Efron is everything you would ever hope for. Everything.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
And more. And more.
So, the definition of perfection.
Exactly. Some good ones I've had lately, Cardi B I did back over the summer, and that one got picked up by E! News, which is really cool. And then I did an Ed Sheeran interview a couple years back, and that one went pretty viral. So that was a great moment. And those are just, those are some of my favorites that I've done and ones that I probably will always remember.
You're literally like the coolest person I've ever met. I'm not even joking. Like, for real though. I am not joking.
Thank you.
So the other question I have for you is, did you get these other gigs during quarantine, like during the pandemic, or have you always had the other side gigs with you?
Yeah, it's been I hate to say it, but it's been an oddly good year for my career. I've always been on air with 106.5 The End in Sacramento, because I started doing that when I was on air in Detroit before I came to Chicago, because the guy, the program director of that station, used to be my boss in Detroit. So he knows me well, he trusts me, we're friends. And he was just like, hey, like I need a person on like to do weekends and fill in. Like, and I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I will obviously do that. And I think that like people, and I think people knew that I enjoyed doing that, because not every person enjoys doing that. Cause it is a lot of work. It's tedious.
Yeah.
It's, you don't get an audience reaction because you're doing it in other markets. So for a lot of people, they don't find it very fun. Like my boyfriend who's in radio hates the idea of doing that, which is totally understandable. But for me, I kind of got my groove with it, and I like being on other stations, and I like the fact that I kind of, in a way, have like four different bosses, so I can get like four different sources of feedback for everything I do. I started doing Sacramento back in 2017. These other ones though, Milwaukee I picked up in like August, and then LA is pretty new. I got that in October. So yeah, it's strange to say, but I've actually had a pretty big boost in my career the past couple months.
That's awesome. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, especially for all my listeners. I know a lot of people have been struggling during this difficult time, but you are someone that you're going, you keep going, you're grinding every day, and it's awesome to see. So that's like one of the main reasons why I brought you on, because I see all your wonderful posts. You have great content, and it's just, it's really awesome to see. So the last question I have for you is, if you could give a piece of advice to anyone during this difficult time, what would it be?
During this difficult time? So I will say this. I have had a very fortunate career-wise 2020. But it didn't start that way. Like, I wasn't out the gate in March killing it. Like, I struggled for the first couple months, like anyone did. I was questioning everything I was doing, and I was feeling like scared, because like to do radio out of your house doesn't feel good. You know, like you're not talking to listeners. You don't get the feedback. There's not as many people listening because we were quarantined and there's not many people driving around. So I was scared. I was scared I could lose my job. I was seeing it happen in the industry around us. Like, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't steadily killing it throughout this. But one thing that I've always stood by in my career, quarantine or not, was just taking every opportunity you can. And like, I have a very, what I've coined as like an intern mentality, even though I'm in a good place in my career and, you know, I've gotten pretty far, but like, I don't say no to anything. I still do that. And I'm not like at a point ever where I'm like, no, that's beneath me. Like, right. There's always in my head that I'm like, yeah, I'm doing weekend shifts in other markets, and that might not seem glamorous, but it's getting the attention of other program directors. It's like, it's building my brand, and it's building my name, and it's giving me the reps of like learning other stations and just making my resume and myself and my growth so valuable. So do I want to be like, I'm sitting here in my boyfriend's bed right now doing other stations while he's in the living room watching football. Do I always want to be doing this? Am I always thrilled to open my laptop at home on a Sunday and do other stations? No, but like, When I see things pay off, right, it's because I knew I did that. And then right, I feel grateful for it. So like yesterday, for example, I was in Chicago. I'm in Detroit now for reference. That's why I said that. But I was in Chicago and I opened my laptop to do one of my stations and it wasn't loading. So and the show was about to start in 40 minutes. So I had to like run to the station, and mind you, I don't have a car. So I mean, physically run to the station.
Oh my goodness.
To do that show and make sure everything was good. And then call the engineers to fix my laptop to make sure everything was good, so I could travel home for the holidays. And it's just, yeah, it's not always glamorous. And I, of course I'm going to post the glamorous parts of my job. I'm not going to post my laptop malfunctioning. So just keep in mind that I'm not always like killing it. You know, it's a lot of grunt work. It's a lot of lack of sleep. It's a lot of just the things you would do for free in the beginning of your career to get somewhere is something I'm always doing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Julia, I do have to tell you, I've been doing this camp broadcast and every person on there, like other on-air personalities, have said that they have looked up to you. I am not joking.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
That's so nice.
Yes, I was on an Instagram live and some girl was talking about Julia from B96. And I was like, oh my goodness, I love her. I know her. There's a lot of people. So it's truly an honor to know you. And I tell my parents that all the time. Like, I really do look up to you. You are a star. And I hope to someday be just like you. I mean, it's a long shot because you are so incredibly talented, but it's really great to see you out there grinding every day. And I mean, it's awesome. So I appreciate you and your inspiration to not only me, but everyone in this world with your wonderful content.
Yeah. Thank you, Hannah. And I have to say, it's not a long shot because I'm always impressed by you and your little bedroom setup and the fact that every week you're grinding and you're getting your podcast episodes out and you're constantly doing things. Like, even if things aren't accessible in quarantine, to like learn and be better. And I always see you doing that and just thinking like that, like, there's not many people like that left in the industry. And I love seeing it. And I always notice that in you. So
You are. That means a lot coming from you.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see what happens for you in your career.
Thank you. Well, everyone, be sure to listen to Julia on weekdays, 3 to 8 p.m. with B96, noon to 6 p.m. with 103.7 Kiss FM. And weekends, you can find Julia on 97.1 and 106.5 The End. Or you can simply bring her everywhere you go by downloading the radio.com app and favoriting all four of these stations. Follow Julia on both Instagram and Twitter at The Radio Hag for some wonderful content that will leave you laughing so hard that you might even have a six pack. I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, gosh, I love your content.
Well, thank you for saying that, because sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like I do enough. So I'm like, I need to get on my TikTok game is the thing. I am not on TikTok. I don't post, and I know that's like literally the most helpful thing you could do for creating content. So it's like my goal over holiday break.
I need to get on the TikTok too. But Julia, thank you so, so, so much. I know you are so busy. I mean, you're doing a radio show right now and you took the time to interview with me, and it's so much appreciated. So I am very thankful for you.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't Julia just absolutely amazing and so motivating? I hope that you all know, even during this difficult time, you can most definitely achieve your goals. Keep grinding. The grind never stops. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Have a great week, everyone, and happy holidays. I will catch you all in 2021.